Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. Happy hump day. Don't forget Big Brother's on tonight. And right now, it is time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by parents.
Huh. Oh.
If you're a single parent or a parent working remotely, times are hard to keep these kiddos entertained, but we just want to let you know you're doing a great job. Oh. Keep rocking on.
Isn't that nice, Nicole? Parents bringing us the news. Thank you. Thanks for rocking so hard, parents.
I'd also like to thank Nicole because she's been put in a very important position at a very early point in her career, and she has handled it with amazing grace, like incredible.
Thanks.
Grace under pressure. Was that the word?
Sure, yes.
Anyway, whatever. You're doing great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, here's what's happening. We'll begin with that. I saw this headline five times, and I never was able to stop and click on it and see what the heck, but a warehouse storing thousands of tons of unsecured and potentially highly explosive material has emerged as the source of the massive blast that ripped through the Lebanese capital yesterday. The news was Beirut, a giant explosion, and I know Beirut or Lebanon has been war-torn in years past. I figured there was some fighting going on, but it's not the case. So they're saying this stuff. The prime minister says that 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate, which is typically used as an agriculture fertilizer, had been stored for 6 years at a warehouse in the port of Beirut. And they said, without safety measures. For 6 years. So it wasn't, you know, well, let's just hope we can get through this, you know, moment in time until we can more safely secure it. No, 6 years it sat there, apparently.
It just sat there.
Right.
And then there was some kind of fire that set it off?
They say here, it's not exactly clear what led to the ignition that wiped out entire streets, killed 100 people at least, and injured 4,000, sending shockwaves across the city, and blew up buildings 6 miles away.
Yeah,
this was
insane.
A huge explosion, and they're still looking for people, and the death toll will rise, they say here. So I don't know, you know, how other cultures deal with mistakes like this, whether this amounts to large lawsuits or just the deal living there. Look at that.
I'm looking at the devastation. It's
destroyed
just
cars is, you know, and again, this said they're saying here 6 miles away. So buildings were damaged.
3.3 earthquake or something. It's the most dramatic footage of like an explosion. Cause people are kind of like, oh, there's a fire. Oh, wow. Look at this big cloud of smoke. And so there's video from all these different angles on this thing. You can watch, even as that cloud is coming towards you, can watch it ripping these buildings apart. It's insane.
Right. Initial reports say that the fire broke out at a firecracker warehouse nearby. And that may be what ignited the ammonium nitrate. So they're still going to have to take time and sort it out. But at least on the bright side, it's not, you know, the beginnings of a new war. So there's that. This is actually good news in that it looks like we're getting somewhere with these vaccines that we need in order to get life back to normal. We've got more than one company with promising results. Norovax has promising results with theirs. Moderna said they expect to fully enroll 30,000 people in their next trial of their vaccine candidate starting next month. Johnson & Johnson just made a billion-dollar agreement to supply 100 million doses of its vaccine to the U.S. government. So we've got good possibilities.
That's great. That is what we need.
Mm-hmm. So that's good news, especially that with the news that numbers seem to be coming down here in California. Let's just stick to those masks, party people, and try to, you know, take care of each other for a little longer, and hopefully we'll safely get to that vaccine and get the kids back in school and get the rest of us back to work.
Right.
Oh, and that's the other thing I meant to mention. I'm sorry. Also on the important news you must know, it looks like our government will have made a deal for a stimulus by the end of the week. In fact, our government actually said we are going to get this done before the end of the week. So that's good. It's a lot of people are wondering, wait, I'm not going to get my money. I guess the $600 extra unemployment went away, and they're worrying about that. And this deal's got to get done, so they're promising that it will be done by the end of the week. So that's all good, right?
Yep.
Right.
There's some good news to be had in that.
Right.
But a lot of it depends on us continuing to do the right thing.
Right. Here is. Well, I did this. I don't know how many people did this, but I most definitely did this.
Oh, what'd
you do? 14-year-old kid named Angel Martinez. He's from Phoenix. He recently took his parents' Range Rover for a drive when they were out of town in Vegas celebrating their anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
They found out when the cops gave them a call and said, "Whoever's driving your car, please slow down. That's a residential area that you zoomed through the other day." Of course, had they pulled that car over, they would have found a 14-year-old behind the wheel. The parents, of course, knew it wasn't them because they're in Vegas doing each other. So, or not. I don't know what you do. Maybe,
or just losing all their money.
One of those. Either way.
I mean, sure.
Anyway.
Eating buffets. what are they doing in Vegas? Like, who's going to Vegas? Stop going to Vegas, people.
Well,
sorry, Vegas, but Jesus, I mean, come on. It's a pandemic.
Well, listen, I wasn't even going to do the story, and I don't have it in front of me, but I was just reading about a cruise ship that had launched and someone tested positive and now they're stuck in Alaska. And
oh
I'm thinking,
God.
And I never want to, I really don't want to be that guy who's like, you got on a cruise ship
during a pandemic. Honestly. What do you think?
I mean, do you deserve to be stuck at a port sitting there waiting out a quarantine?
You shouldn't be surprised by it.
Okay, well, then there's that.
So don't be surprised.
You got
on a freaking cruise ship? Oh.
So it wasn't one of the major giant ones, but it was nonetheless, it was a cruise ship where now they're all stuck on the boat. And they're going to be stuck there until Alaska says, all right, you guys have met the quarantine needs. You can go home now. Whatever. All right. Anyway,
would you even
this kid
dream of getting on a cruise ship right now? You're the guy who loves cruises. Would you do it right now?
I wouldn't do it right now, no. But yeah, sometime in the future.
Oh, you're heading back
when all
now.
This is over.
Yeah. Yeah, once you've been vaccinated.
Anyway, back to our young man, 14-year-old Angel Martinez, who's now been caught joyriding his parents' car. Here's how they decided to deal with it. When they got home from Vegas, they gave away all his stuff.
Oh.
They moved everything from his room out into the front of the house, including his bed, clothes, TV, dressers, and more. He sat there with a sign that said, quote, "Sorry, I stole my parents' car and was speeding." And all the neighbors who he endangered by driving without a license and in mom and dad's car and speeding around. They all came by and took his stuff. His stuff's gone.
Oh,
so he now sleeps on the floor in an empty room. Oh, there's him outside with all his stuff.
Was he? I had to assume someone was staying with him. Is that?
I don't know what the deal was. Maybe he has an older brother or sister, and you know what that means. Older brothers and sisters don't give one, you know what? They're like,
yeah, mom and dad are gone. We're gonna go out. Yeah, I know we said we'd take care of you. Get your own. Order a pizza, kid.
Figure it out. Here's $20. Right.
Right.
Anyway, Angel, for what it's worth, says it's kind of weird, but I guess the punishment's fair. And so now he's got no stuff.
Well, he can work to get more stuff. Get a job. Get a license. Get a car. Get a life.
I'm not trying to say that it's normal to joyride. It's probably not the right thing to do, but I most definitely did that. Yeah, so
I can't even think of a person who didn't sneak mom and dad. You know what? Who didn't do it? My kids. That is actually a true story. At least not that I ever found out. Right, exactly.
Well, you got really good kids. I don't think that they would have. They're still pretty good, and they're in their, you know, whatever. They're grown men now, and they don't. It's they're weird. Not up to nonsense.
I really expected, you know, to have terrible kids to pay me back for my own terrible teenage years. The little pill I was.
Oh, here's just a rundown of a bunch of stuff that I thought was interesting. Changes that are being made as we speak that either will be permanent or maybe just temporary. But a person in South Korea put at least $40,000. Maybe I told you this one. They put $40,000 of cash into a washing machine to try and clear the coronavirus from it, and the money was ruined. And under banking rules in South Korea, they only exchange bills that are ruined for half their value. So in the process of trying to...
Oh, my God.
Who's got $40,000 in cash? It must be some kind
That's
of business.
Insane.
But they lost $20,000 in the process of trying to... Jesus, good grief.
That's strange that they would only give you half the value.
Well,
here's the bill.
Don't wash your money.
Yeah, well, there's a takeaway.
The company that owns Men's Warehouse and I guess, is this Joseph A. Bank? They're both suit companies.
Yeah,
they have filed for bankruptcy because no one is buying suits. Right, of course.
Why would you? No one's, you know, I guess. They're still
weddings are canceled and parties are canceled and business has changed dramatically. So, why are you going to do that?
Funerals are canceled. I mean, you know, my husband's aunt died like right at the very beginning of this whole thing and they just, no funeral.
Oh.
It's tragic, you know. We all wrote and sent flowers and stuff, but there was no place. That's it.
Aunt Betty? Was it Aunt Betty?
It was Aunt Judy.
Aunt Judy.
You know, she was great, actually. She was an in-law, married to...
The CEO of McDonald's says, say goodbye to the ball pits. That's right.
Oh,
it's probably not a good public health thing to have in a general situation, but now that we've had a real live pandemic, not one that's on TV or on movies, that seems like it could never happen, and here we are. They say, we're going to not be doing the ball pit
anymore. In the best of times, the ball pit was a danger zone.
Right.
Have you ever taken your kids to a ball pit?
Nope.
Yeah. They
may have done it, but it's... No, I've never gone, let's go to the ball pit and let you drive. I don't know.
We went up to a Chuck E. Cheese, and it was at a... I don't know, Rohnert Park maybe. Like, we went way out of our way to go to this Chuck E. Cheese where they do the performances and, you know, plus there's pizza. I was like, how can you go wrong? Oh, man.
Right.
Oh, boy. I'm remembering that whole day. Now, I saw a lady punch her kid in the face. That was a terrible day, actually, on all levels. And then my kids were the sickest they've ever been after being in the tubes and the ball pit. Like, oh my God, that place. No offense, Chuck E. Cheese, but our family had a crap time at your place. No offense.
Jeez.
You know, sorry about it.
God.
That's what happened, dude. I went, wow, the caliber of people here is questionable.
That one more quickie for you.
Kid.
An Irish pub in Spain Yes. Let me reread that again. An Irish pub.
Go on.
In Spain has banned Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline during the pandemic because drunk people scream that song and it's likely to spread too many droplets. So, Sweet Caroline, canceled.
Of all the Neil Diamond songs, this is the worst one. Everybody loves this song. I can't stand it.
It's a Boston staple.
It doesn't matter. I feel like I've heard it. I've heard it 1,000 times too many.
I've never even been to Fenway.
I hate when people go, so good,
that.
So good. No, yeah. F off. Stop it. Stop with that.
Wow.
I can't stand it. There's so many good Neil Diamond songs, and that one is, forget it. Get rid of that one. It should be banned from everything.
Our text number is 800.
Stop it. Turn that off.
Ba, ba, ba.
Oh, my God.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, one more thing. To Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, to Jesus.
Took off running and you are killing it. Good job. I agree.
Yeah. I like how everyone calls me to Jesus.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got a little, a Nicky name.
Mm-hmm. Not to put you on the spot, but you're liking it okay? You're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I got called that in high school all the time, so I'm used to it.
No, I'm not that. I mean the job. We really need you where you're sitting. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping that you...
You're not going to quit anytime soon.
No, I don't care about what they're calling you. That's not the problem. I mean, we really need you to stay
you're
right
there.
You're
a solid part of this team. Yeah. And he's going to continue.
Okay, good.
Turns out we're here till January.
Yeah, on that, I guess we'll take a break. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.